Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today celebrating the octave of Easter, this great time in the church year when we will walk now in celebration after 40 days of Lent leading up to Easter. We're now going to walk for 50 days between the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the celebration of Pentecost. In the midst of that, we'll also celebrate the Ascension, which is one of my favorite really holy days of the church year, of Jesus' enthronement at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Human flesh was taken into the glory of the Holy of Holies, of the holy place in the person of Jesus. In Christ, Paul will say, essentially, we are enthroned with Jesus the Lord, which is just astounding. And it's so important for us, friends, to be able to take time in this octave of Easter, in this whole season, to celebrate, to think about, to pray, to walk in the truth of what Jesus has accomplished for us. So we as disciples who are living still in a battlefield, that we can live by the narrative of our King rather than the narrative of the world and our own flesh and our own weakness and our own fallenness and our own disappointments and all the struggles of life. Jesus wants us to see the end so we can be elevated in the moment each day, knowing exactly who we are, why we're here, and where we're going. It's just so crucial, so important. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all archived there. And while you're at the website, there's a lot of really great stuff. There's Sister Ann Shields programs, there's our TV shows, but also a lot of stuff we've written over the last few years that's there free. You can take it, read it whenever you want to, download it, give it to friends, ask other people to engage in this conversation with you, other Catholics who may need to be encouraged and awakened and strengthened as well. So I want to welcome again today Pete Burak, who's here with us. He's been part of the conversation all week as we've been looking at this. So thanks for letting me do the commercial, by the way.
Absolutely. Pete, no, this is fun.
Yeah. We left off yesterday in the second chapter of Acts. We're looking at Peter's great proclamation, the first proclamation ever by the first pope on the day of Pentecost. The church gives us these readings this week that lead up now into the Acts, you know, the Acts of the Apostles, that what happened, what did they actually do, the apostles, once the Holy Spirit fell on them? And you talked about so eloquently in the first 2 days, this foundational message has come forward from the mouth of Peter, and now we're getting to the climactic point of what he has to say. And we'll start in verse 32, I guess, or 33, somewhere there.
Yeah, 32. So, he says this, "This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you see and hear. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he himself says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, till I make thy enemies a stool for thy feet.' Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Boom.
Yeah, boom is right. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, it really does kind of culminate the message. So, you know, at the beginning when he first stands up, he lays out what are the people seeing from the prophet Joel. God the Father is pouring out his Spirit to demonstrate, to illustrate that we are now in the last days. And how do we know this? We are witnesses of this man who you know, who did signs and wonders around you, who, you know, he points to Jesus and says, "You all know him. You all know he died. And you're the ones who crucified him, actually." And we are witnesses now to the fact that the pangs of death could not hold this man, which is the only man in the history of mankind who we can say that about. And we can say that now with great conviction because of the proof of his Spirit now being residing in us. And so then he says, and the way we also know this is because David, the prophet, the king, the prophet, foretold this. And he goes into Psalm 16 and about all that. And so he culminates with this section saying, "Jesus, God raised up, and we are witnesses," which is just such a critical thing. In some ways, that is what it means to be a Christian, is we are witnesses of the truth of Jesus Christ, death, died, and rose again. We are witnesses of this. And then he says, Jesus is now exalted at the right hand of the Father, as you just said, right? He's ascended into heaven. And because of that, he has now poured out the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit. And so all that you see and hear is being confirmed by this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so he closes it out with just such a beautiful line. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. In some ways, it then begs the question, what does it mean that he is both Lord and Christ?
Yeah, no, and I think that's the center, that's the very center of Peter's proclamation, right? And so it's interesting that you read the section where, you know, Peter said, let all the house, therefore God exalted him at his right hand, having received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit. So there's a series of events that happened, right?
Yep.
Incarnation, life of Jesus, the Father, according to Peter, and we know the Father bore witness to Jesus' testimony through signs and wonders.
Yep.
Jesus proclaimed the message, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said, the kingdom is here. There's a counter kingdom on the earth that Jesus came to destroy. You know, 1 John says, the reason the Son of Man came was to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
And so Jesus came as a warrior. He came to destroy the powers of darkness, right? And so he did that in a way people didn't expect him to do it. He did it on a cross with this profound act of love that turns everything on its head. And in the process, his blood is shed. We're purified by the blood of Jesus Christ. He rises from the dead. He takes us with him in that resurrection. And then this one, who's the king, who is the actual Messiah. That what the Messiah means, the one anointed with the Holy Spirit, right? He's the one filled with the Spirit. And in Jesus, there's so much here. We could talk for a month on this, that in Jesus, what we have, we get a picture of what God's saving work means for us. That is Holy Spirit, divine life united to human flesh, right? Human
yes.
flesh didn't have that unity because of the fall, because of original sin. And that's why we die. We just have natural life, and natural life is fading. And so what we need is divine life. And so that life is in Jesus. Peter said that can't hold him down. He's got a life that death is not stronger than. And then he rises and then he ascends to the right hand of the Father. So he has within him the power, Jesus himself said, to give this life to anyone who he chooses to give it to. This indestructible existence that's in Jesus, he can now literally give. This is, again, one of the reasons why there's no other Savior. Nobody else can do this
right,
except Jesus. And that indestructible life is the life of the Holy Spirit. So he's the Messiah. And Lord means that all authority over everything forever belongs to Jesus.
Yes.
The Father has given it to his Son, and he's got the crown. He's got the mitre. He's a warrior. And so Peter repeats here this incredible line where he's quoting Psalm 110, where it said, for David did not ascend into the heavens. So again, David isn't the one fulfilling this psalm. And then he quotes the psalm where it says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make all your enemies a stool for your feet. So he's saying, well, that's a messianic psalm that we all know as Jews, but we also know that David's dead. Again, there's the tomb over there.
Yep.
Who's he talking to? David is talking about, he said, the Lord said to my Lord, who is David's Lord? Jesus, the Messiah, is the one Peter's saying that David is anticipating here. And if you go to Psalm 110, the most cited psalm or Old Testament passage in the New Testament is Psalm 110, right?
Wow.
Applied to the person of Jesus. And what's so cool about it is it talks about two things. This Messiah is a warrior king, and he's a priest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think that means? He's a priest. And
he's holy.
Putting those two things together, right?
Yeah, he's holy, but he's one who leads sacrifice.
Yeah.
He's the one who leads worship. And Jesus, in his earthly ministry, made it very clear that his whole life, in some ways, was oriented to love of the Father, doing what the Father called him to do. And he says, I do all this so you may know that I love the Father, which is a way of worshiping the Father. And so, yeah. As our priest, as our high priest, he both teaches us and leads us and, in some ways, encourages us to offer our lives as an offering to the Father. You know, that that living sacrifice, the climb back on the altar. Father John Ricardo talks about that. You know, we're a living sacrifice, which means we're on the altar sometimes, and then we sometimes climb off the altar.
Yeah.
And Jesus is there as our high priest to admonish, to encourage, but to call us to be as consistently and constantly seeking to offer ourselves as a sacrifice to God as possible. So when we say Christ and Lord, yes, he's the ruler, but he's a holy ruler. Mm-hmm. He's a good ruler. Mm-hmm. He's a ruler out of love, but that doesn't in any way diminish what he came to do, which was to destroy the works of the enemy. So it's that beautiful balance of C.S. Lewis talks about this in, you know, in Aslan, right? He's good, but he's not tame.
Right.
Right, he has a mission to fulfill, and he is going to fulfill it. And anyone who wants to join him in this mission will experience the home that we long for, will experience the freedom that we long for. But he is on a mission, and that mission demands a decision, and he's going to lead us to a decision point. That it's not sufficient enough to just kind of recognize Jesus who he is, or you know, kind of talk about him in flowery language, but more of, are you deciding? Where is your heart? Where have you cast your lot?
Yeah, it's very good. I just love the image of everything that's happening on Calvary is both a combination of priest, who's victim, and king, warrior, who's bringing down the kingdom of his enemy all at the same time.
Yeah.
In an act of love.
And prophet, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Priest,
exactly.
Prophet, and king.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah, and and the message that's going out from him in that moment. And then and this is why, friends, the Catholic Church, and the sacramental life of the Catholic Church, and the Eucharist in particular, is so central to what God wants for his people. Because this act of love, this epic moment of our king, our priest, it all happens right there, and it gets represented to us.
Yes.
And we're constantly reminded, this is the deed that saved the world. This is the one. And this is what I want you to feed on. This is who I want you to live. This is what I want you to be like. This is what I'm trying to form you into. And I can do it because I'm risen, because I'm at the right hand of the Father, and all power and authority belongs to me. Now live in this and go give it away to everybody.
And how do we live in it? And how do we know that the power is within us? Through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The promise of the Father, the thing that confirms everything you just said, is literally the living power that resides in Jesus, the love between the Father and the Son. We are invited into that so that if we have God's Spirit, if we have Jesus' Spirit within us, we are becoming Him.
Yep.
We are being transformed into Him.
Yep.
That same prophet, that same priest, that same... That's some of that divine mystery of like, why would God invite us into that life?
Yeah.
Because of love. Because he so loved us that he wants us to experience that same level of divine life that he shares with his Son. And it's confirmed in the Holy Spirit.
So good, Pete. Listen to the paragraph 668 of the Catechism. Christ's ascension into heaven signifies his participation in his humanity, in God's power and God's authority. Hmm. Chew on that. In his humanity, sharing in God's power and authority. He said, Christ is Lord of the cosmos and of history. In him, human history and indeed all creation are set forth and transcendently fulfilled. It's a big 25-cent word that we'll talk about what it means tomorrow. But we're talking about the enthronement of the king. Everything changed when he sat down at the right hand of the Father and he began to rule. And we'll touch on that tomorrow because this reading makes strong reference to that. And we need to unpack that and open it up. Friends, I hope you can join us tomorrow as we continue to walk through this octave of Easter and through the help of the Holy Spirit, penetrate the truth that Peter is preaching to each and every one of us. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.